episode of Living Life Intently.
Yep. Nope. Remember those?
Yep.
Son of the childhood, baby. Yeah, back again. Another episode. I like that.
Let's give her one more shot.
Oh, God damn it. What's up, everybody? How you doing? Welcome back to another episode of... I mean, I always go to say Pogie Chips every time I do it.
Living Life Intently.
Living Life Intently. Yeah.
Yeah, podcast.
Yeah, I'm Lee Frazier, and...
I'm Jonathan Canary.
Yeah, we're back, man. After a couple week hiatus, yeah, we're both doing a couple things. What were you up to, Johnny?
Well, I was... I took a flight to Ontario to impersonate you. At the Canadian Outdoor Adventure Expo,
yeah,
or whatever, yeah, whatever it's called, Canadian Outdoor Adventure Show. It was awesome, man. I mean, it was a complete shit show to get to Ontario.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all around, the show itself was awesome. Just to give the listeners a little bit of a background, I was. As most of us are on the East Coast, we're used to travel when it comes to airlines not going how we think it's going to go.
Especially in the winter.
And it went worse than I thought it was going to go. But by the time I got to Mississauga, the adventure show had already started, and none of our brochures had arrived. So I just went and I bought a TV on the way from the airport and showed up lugging a TV through the front door with 10,000 people and set the TV up. And then our stuff arrived and we got going for the weekend.
You mean you?
I did.
Yeah.
It was only me.
Yeah. So I was pretty jealous. I heard about this trade show in the summertime, and I've been trying to figure out how to kind of get away from the bubble of the East Coast of, you know, everybody here. It's easy to reach out to people when you're in the Maritimes, especially if you're in like PEI, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, right? We're all kind of like this little hub. Mm-hmm. Newfoundland's a little bit different because the ferry and, again, the flights are shit in the winter, and it's just like chaos, right? And then, of course, their summer, same as ours. But, yeah, I was pretty excited. I found out about this last summer, and I was like debating whether or not we're going to jump in on it. And I'm like, you know, this is going to be kind of like a test to see if these type of shows would be something we could go and put, you know, Cape Breton on the map. And the more people I talked about it or about the show with that had been there, said it was a really good opportunity to get in front of not only people that travel, like they're there looking for stuff to do in certain locations, but also to meet people within the industry and kind of just break out of the little like bubble that we are in the East Coast.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, I've been grateful so far with everything that we've done through Live Life Intently because it's primarily been a local clientele base.
Yeah. I think like every tourism province, you know, was there. Like BC was there. New Brunswick was there. I don't recall PEI as an entity being there, but there were some
operators,
yeah, from PEI. We were the only ones from Nova Scotia and even from Cape Breton.
Yeah.
Which I was really shocked about. I thought that you know, tourism operators or tourism representatives would have taken more of an advantage of a show like that. Now, maybe they did in the Quebec show. I don't know. This was obviously Ontario.
But yeah, and for those listening, there's four across Canada of this specific show.
Yeah. So, but all around, it was really cool. I got to meet a whole ton of cool people. Some of those people we're going to feature a little bit later on the pod. And yeah, had a lot of laughs. My favorite part of Ontario are the cab drivers. I it's crazy, but I actually laughed so much. I had such a good time
buying that TV.
I couldn't wait to get in a cab with these cab drivers because we would just laugh so much the whole way to and from places. And yeah, so it was pretty cool. They would say, I would say, hey, my name is Canary. You know, what's your name? And he would say, you know, Ahmed. And he'd say, and we get to chatting and whatever. And he'd say, where are you from, Canary? And I'd say, I'm from Nova Scotia. A little island called Cape Breton. He's, oh, that's why you're so happy. Like, yeah, okay, I get that. But yeah, I got to meet Les Stroud, childhood hero.
And he actually opened for you.
He opened up for me. Yeah. I spoke after him on Saturday. Yeah, I make that joke to him, and he was quite receptive to the joke anyways.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, the last like 2 weeks have been the most chaotic 2 weeks of the entire year. You know what? It seems like almost every time over the last few years that I end up having to guide or go away, it's like the one weekend that, you know, I'm stepping away. You know, in the summertime, 1 year it was Bowling to Paul's Cove for a weekend. And it was like the 2 days of the entire 4 months that I was stepping away to do my thing in like September when everything's dead. Mm-hmm. And all hell broke loose. It was just chaos happened. And instead of just letting me have the weekend, my brother met somebody at her campground to tell me to relay a message when they get into Paulet's Cove to tell me about what happened on, you know, my only full day that I'm there to do whatever, you know, hang out,
not think.
Oh, by the way, I got a message from your brother, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened. And I'm like, oh my God, I almost hiked out right then. So, you know, this one leading up, I was actually, like you said, stepping in for me, and I was actually supposed to go, and I was going to take this whole, my whole plan was to leave and spend about 10 days on the road and drive up and go detour to Montreal and go to Ottawa and visit a friend of mine and like do a milk run, right? And then go to the show and then make meander my way back. And then, anyways, my brother had to step out, wasn't able to guide the Highlands trip. So I stayed back and I offered you the trip and then Alec was supposed to go. And then that became,
well, you know, at first you were saying, oh, I'm going to have to put the kibosh on this. I'm like, don't do that. Like, I'll go and do this. Alec will go and do this. But with Alec had a whole other thing where he couldn't make it either.
Yeah.
I was happy to step in and happy to head on up and get out of the Maritimes for a little bit.
Yeah. And you met Les Stroud, and then who else did you meet up with?
The Happy Camper. You check him out on Instagram. He's super cool.
How he is on YouTube.
And Instagram. Just super silly, right?
And I guess I hinted on the last, like, the mid-season break thing, the last one that we released, a little clip. I was saying we're supposed to have a YouTuber from Ontario on the podcast, which was going to be the Happy Camper. But with everything going on, it just probably wasn't realistic to actually get time away because you were alone. You're supposed to be there with another guy. It's like chaos. So,
I mean, listen, there were points where, like, the first day, I would feel guilty leaving the booth to go and get a coffee or to go and use the bathroom because I was like, oh my God, like, you know, we've invested so much into this. It's only me. I shouldn't be taking breaks. But by day two, I had already talked. I had already like word vomited our pitch at like 5,000 people. So at that point, it didn't really matter if I missed 5 or 10 or 20 people walking by the way. It didn't matter, right?
Yeah. <It's>
like,
yeah.
So, like, there's once I realized that how many people were actually filtering through this place, I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to get a coffee right now. Like,
so what's some of the highlights?
This has never happened to me. I have blisters on both my heels. Not the back of my heel, the bottom, the pad of my heel, from pacing back and forth on the floor. That's never happened to me. But yeah, highlights, Rene Ritter, super cool guy. Getting to hear about some of his excursions, again, we talked to him a little bit later in the pod. And then what else? Some really cool apparel. Some really cool opportunities to link up with some people when they're coming here this year. I met all kinds of people who are coming to Cape Breton.
Yeah.
And didn't know we existed, you know. And so I feel really confident that a whole pile of these people are going to show up this year, and we're going to get to take them on all kinds of cool adventures, you know, and get them out to see some things that they wouldn't normally be able to see, or that things that aren't on a map, you know. Like those are really like kind of the bread and butter of this, is trying to pitch those opportunities to people.
Yeah, because a lot of the stuff that currently that as Live Life Intense, we do as tours or stuff, is not stuff that is actively marketed by, on whole, Nova Scotia tourism. Cape Breton is pushing it a bit with the adventure stuff. They've been doing really good the last couple of years. But as far as like the stuff you would normally see at these trade shows, isn't a lot of the stuff that we'd be offering, which was kind of the idea of doing it, was kind of putting it on the map and saying, hey, that, you know, there is paddling trips here. There's tons of backcountry hiking. You just have to know where to go. And that was kind of the aim at doing this trip. But it just so happened that I was hiking across the Highlands at the same time.
So how did the hike across the Highlands go?
Well, that was absolutely fantastic. Of all the years of being back in the park in the wintertime, I got to say, I doubt that this weather will ever repeat itself, ever, like ever.
I've seen some pictures from White Hill.
You could, when we were standing on the top of White Hill, you could, I have a video that I'll put out in a vlog. And for those that are like probably going like, Lee, man, you haven't put out a vlog in a month. Yeah, I know. Too much shit. I have two in the pretty much done. One's coming up this weekend. And
two
then
in the queue.
Yeah. And then I have the Highlands trip. So there's three that it's done. So I'm trying to get 2 weeks ahead of it. So we stay on schedule. It gives me a little bit of buffer. So
About White Hill.
Yeah. We were standing on top and I could see the Clyburn Valley. I could see, like, you know, Neal's Harbor area. You could see the Aspey Fault. You could see the headwaters of the Mackenzie. And you can kind of see where the Shetty camp is from one location. Clear blue skies. No snow.
That's incredible.
There was wind. Obviously, there's wind because we had a hard time holding the flag up that I got done.
The crew up there holding the flag, that photo looks amazing.
Yeah. So
every other year, it's just white.
I love those. Yeah. But that's why I have one mounted on my wall.
Oh, for sure. But if you didn't know better, you would look like we blew out the exposure on the photo.
Yeah, I did not. Not one bit. But yeah, no, the lake, like White Hill Lake, which I usually never see. Like you're either walking alongside of it or you hit ice and you're like, oh, I guess we're on White Hill Lake. And you can't see shit.
Yeah.
That was baby blue. Like baby blue. And like I was telling Dave Anderson, who has helped me guide Aphidavian Sky, I was like, buddy, you remember that ice hockey like mock game we set up on the gypsum mine, you know, years and years and years ago? This would be a pretty cool spot to set up a mock hockey game at White Hill Lake in the middle of the winter. Ice, like, I don't even know if the ice would ever get that blue again. Who knows? Because I never see it. And it'd be so hard to plan. But I was like, imagine if we just like helicoptered in and did this whole photo op in the middle of the Highlands. It'd
be
pretty cool. But other than that, I mean, we had the first 2 days, beautiful weather. It was always in the minus, not like last year where it went into like +7 and torrential downpour and froze everything. Mm-hmm. We ended up, there was rain the day before the trip, like torrential downpour, and then we got snow. So, Franny was a little crusty going up, but it made for a really hard pack. So it was pretty smooth going, and crossing the pinnacle was probably the windiest. We ended up actually before we went, I got an email from the park saying, like, just so you know, there's going to be another group in and around the pinnacle at the same time you guys are going to be
there.
Who
was it?
I'm not, I'd have
Did
to
we know
look.
Them?
I don't know. I think I messaged the guy on Instagram. I think it was this guy, Tristan Glenn, who is like a friend of Dave Green's and Noah Booth's.
Cool.
From Halifax. I think that was the group. I know that they were doing a trip somewhere around there, but I don't know if they were the one at the pinnacle. But we were. I'm not lying, man. We came out of this thicket of woods. and we're busting through, and we're just coming up at this clearing right near the pinnacle, and I just happened to look down, just happened to glance down, and I'm looking, and I go, and it's all crust, right? There's no powder.
Yeah.
And I go, that looks like a snowshoe mark. And it's like literally we're crossing perpendicular to it. And I look down, and I look, and I'm looking back, and I start following it. I go, this is a snowshoe mark. And it must have been, because it had a little bit of snow.
Yeah.
Within an hour. Like, yeah. Missed them. Like, within the same hour in the same area back there. First time that's ever happened. And had a look around, didn't see anybody, and we just kept going, crossed the pinnacle, got to the other side.
Most people aren't crazy enough to make it.
Yeah. And then we ended up coming down where we did last year, the Shady Camp River. We went north, right where we camped last year, when we had to divert north. We ended up going down right where we camped. Get to the river. I was debating. It was a lot lower. Debated like crossing. It's only like 10 foot across and probably up to your shin, but like it's minus 17, 18 and like windy. And I'm like, having a group go across, putting everybody at risk, blah, blah, blah. The thought was there. I pitched to everybody and they're like, let's just walk up river and see what. So we get up river, maybe half a kilometer past where we camped. There happened to be a tree down. And as I'm coming up to a tree, I just look up the brook and there's a huge bull moose like 100 feet away.
Cool.
Just staring at us. And so I come out of the woods, I'm looking at him and the trees between me and him and start pushing up a little bit further. And he's standing there, not moving, not budging, just looking at me. And then you see the ears drop down, his head drops low, the fur on his back sticks up, and I'm like, and he's grunting. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, here we go again. Gonna get charged again by a moose. And everybody's whipping out their phones and taking pictures and like, okay, let's just
relax.
And stand his ground, and I'm just inching towards, and then I start yelling at him, and he like would turn around and come back and stare at us and turn around, and it was like a standoff for must have been like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Ended up turning around and peacing out. And then we crossed over and set up camp. And the next day ended up.
And you came right out in Shady Camp?
Yeah, we came out down. We ended up running into somebody who went up that trail. There's an old logging road that starts at the, not logging road, but fire road that when you're at the Salmon Pool Trail at the park, the trailhead where the Salmon Pool sign is at, there's a road right to your left. We came out there. And somebody had hiked up there with skis and was skiing off the top because there's some fresh powder at the top, but they pretty much walked the whole way up the mountain and then skied down a bit. And then you could just see the footprints. And then we ended up finding a good viewpoint just near that kind of that road descends in a valley. We went up on a point. You get the whole view of all of Shady Camp, the park entrance. And we backtracked and came down and we were out by noon on Saturday. So
that's great.
And I happened to be a guy. So we came out. You know, those warming huts, those buildings in the campground. We just happened to come out. Buddy's there with a big, I forget his name. He had a Jeep. He's from Halifax area, like the mainland summers down near Halifax. And he had the fire going. The building was warm, hot.
Oh, nice.
He had his truck with a bed in the back of his Jeep and like a heater inside. And he's like, oh, it's all warmed up. And so we hung out there for a bit. And,
cool.
And then we got the pickup and had a couple beers and headed back to Inverary.
That's
great. And then I got all the info on your shit show in Toronto.
So we both had a good week.
Yeah. I mean,
hectic week.
It's been
crazy week.
Been crazy. But yeah, no, I mean, that's the trip, man. The Highlands trip is like the only, I was asking people, you know, we do a debrief. The way things work, if people listening haven't been on a bigger trip with us, I'd like to get everybody there at night early. We do a big briefing, food distribution, especially in the wintertime. I like to standardize the kit between everybody. So everybody's using kind of a lot of the same group gear, same type of food. So like freeze dried, just add water. Everything's quick. There's no wasting of gas, all that sort of stuff. And then post-trip, I like to do a debrief. And I like asking people, you know, like what was your favorite thing about the trip and where something that you can improve on. And the whole table, nothing bad except for slow down. just slow your pace down a little
bit. Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, I mean, if that's the worst that we could do, then, you know, whatever. But
that's good.
But, yeah, I was just ripping. I was like, yeah, well, we hit the Baron. I just put my head down.
But, I mean, if they're telling you to slow down, that means you're pushing them, and that's good. So.
Well, yeah, we made really, really good time. We did the Pinnacle Day, we did, I think, close to six, just shy of 16K. And we finished at like 3:30.
So while you were wrapped in the best sleeping bag I've ever owned, having the best sleep of your life, I had an interesting stay in Toronto.
Yeah, do tell.
Let's just say, I was staying near the airport, and there was a lot of activity in our hotel.
So
let's just leave it at that. There's a lot of interesting characters filtering in and out of there, you know? Lots of interesting stuff going on.
Yeah. Next year, I guess I'll book the one in the conference center.
I don't even know. I think you booked me in the conference center, and you head down there. You got to get the experience, buddy. I'm telling you.
Well, man, the price of the cab rides, equal out. It's like, whatever, man. I don't know. It's listen, whatever.
All right. So we got a little spot here we're going to play as a little thing I recorded at the conference, and try and bring you guys there, give you a little taste of some of the folks we talked to. Now, all of their information we're going to include in the show notes. So if you want to reach out to any of these organizations or any of these cool people on social media or their websites or whatever, then you can just have a look in the show notes or on our Instagram post as well. But do you want to just fire that right away and then we'll do the draw afterwards?
Yeah, we'll do the raffle so for everybody that wasn't at the show, we put on a raffle for people there, and we're going to draw for a free guided seawall trip one of the couple hundred people that signed up to the raffle at the show.
All right, so take it away, Toronto Canary. All right, so we're here with the happy camper, Kevin. How has your weekend been going?
Great. It's very busy, very big show, and I'm happy all the time.
And so do you have a booth here?
No, I'm a speaker. I'm going to be signing books over somewhere. I forget.
Great.
But, yeah, I'm presenting in the theater today. So, yeah, I'm talking about the 70 best canoe routes in Ontario. There's a lot more than 70. And, yeah, but I love Cape Breton. I've paddled there a lot, hiked there a lot. Just love it. Love it.
You're going to come and visit us again, I hear.
Yeah. My partner and I are thinking of going this summer, right? Do a road tour.
Where can everybody find your book?
Yeah, my book's everywhere, like Amazon and stuff like that. The last one I just did, Another Bend in the River, it's a memoir. And everybody thinks I'm dying. I'm not dying. I just wrote a memoir. It doesn't mean you have to die after you write a memoir. But it's all about going out into the woods, dealing with high anxiety, growing up and going into nature to try and cure that. And all the jobs and all the trips I did was all to do with that, so including Cape Breton.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming by the booth, Kevin, and I'll try to make it over to your talk.
All right, and I'll try and get your accent once I'm over there. I love it.
we'll link up with you this summer. Take care.
Thanks.
So, Catherine, you're joining us at the Adventure Outdoors Expo. What did you just tell me?
I told you that I've lived in very remote places in Africa and Asia. I lived about 8 years in Europe. I've traveled all over the place. And when people ask me, what's your favorite place in the world? My answer is Cape Breton Island.
That's right. And you've lived in Borneo?
Yes, I did, for almost 3 years.
Wow. Thank you very much for that. Our listeners will love to hear that. All right. So I'm swinging by some booths. So where am I at right now? And tell us about yourself.
Hey, my name's Renee Ritter. I'm with the Wilder Experience based in St. John's, Newfoundland. Yeah. No way.
And Renee, tell us what you guys do.
Cool. So we try to sort of break the mold of what adventure is to a certain extent. So we try to offer people excursions that are off-grid, in unique areas. So specifically, we target like areas of Newfoundland, Labrador, West Coast, Newfoundland. We head up to Nunavut and take people in remote places on Baffin Island for extended periods. So like our Keystone kind of trip is in Baffin's 11 days in the Akshayak Pass, which is a traditional pass used for thousands of years for Inuit to travel between communities. And it's an amazing place to be, and it's full of history and glaciers and mountains and anything else you want to have up there.
That sounds absolutely incredible. Where can our listeners find some more information about you?
Absolutely. So if you want to like check out our company and see what we offer, we can go to www.awilderexperience.com. It's our generally where you can find the most accurate information, and we're on our socials as well at Explore Awe, Facebook, Instagram. I'm an old man, so technology scares me, but we do have some social stuff, and so that's probably the best. My IG is Polar Renee, and I share kind of what I do out of personal love, some ski trips in the Northwest Passage and Greenland and stuff like that. So yeah, follow me, check me out. And it was a pleasure meeting you, my friend, today or yesterday, or day before yesterday, whenever.
Well, listen, we were rubbing elbows the other day. We were rubbing shoulders, so I hope we get to rub shoulders again.
Dude, I've not been to Cape Breton other than the drive through it. So my next stop is going to be to hit you guys up there and take me one of them crazy snowshoe rides in the middle of nowhere.
All right, man. Well, take care.
I appreciate it, brother. You take care.
Awesome. So we've been wandering around. We've been sitting here for a couple of days staring at each other.
Hey, how's it going?
Who am I here with?
I'm Sharman Leary from TRU, the Adventure Studies Department.
And that's Thompson Rivers University.
Correct. We are in Kamloops, British Columbia. Yep. And we're here at the show trying to recruit some students.
So tell us about your program.
Yeah, so we've got a one-year certificate, a two-year diploma, and then a four-year Bachelor of Tourism Management degree. But the focus of our cert and diploma is for people who are interested in a career in outdoor guiding.
That's really cool. I think our listeners are really going to enjoy that. And where can we find some information about this program?
Yeah, you can find us on the World Wide Web there, the interweb.
The old internet.
Yeah, the old internet. At adventurestudies.ca.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
All right, man. Thanks.
So who am I here with?
John Barton.
And John, what did you just tell me?
That I'm a big fan of the podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's pretty wild meeting Jonathan Canary here. Wish Lee was here, but, you know, he's busy with something, so whatever.
You hear that, Lee? You hear that? You got a fan here who wants to meet you. Well, are you enjoying the weekend?
Yeah. Great weekend. Parking sucks, but, you know, so many cool people here in one spot. It's just going to happen.
That's right. Well, thanks for coming by the booth.
Yeah, not a problem.
So we're here with these assholes from Newfoundland. So we're here at the Newfoundland booth. What do you fellas have to offer this weekend?
Anything more than Cape Breton.
How's the weekend been for you?
Absolutely fantastic. And yourself?
Yeah, it's been great for us, yeah. What marks a good weekend at one of these things? This is my first time.
It's your first time here?
Yeah.
A good weekend would be, like, in terms of people coming by, yeah, large number who are really interested in coming.
Yeah.
That we've ticked off their bucket list, because they're not coming for 1 week or 2 weeks. They're coming for 3 weeks and sometimes a month.
So where should we go in Newfoundland?
What do you want to do?
Well, I don't know. Tell us what's your favorite thing to offer people right now?
Right now, in the summertime, iceberg watching, whale watching, food, culinary, festivals. We've got it all.
And who am I speaking to?
Brad Walsh with Newfoundland Labrador Tourism.
Who is popping by the booth? Doo-doo-doo. Who am I here with?
Pam Martin of Blue Jellyfish Sup Adventures.
And Pam, how's your weekend been so far?
It is crazy busy down here, which is wonderful. Seeing so many faces and so many people excited to get to know Canada and all of the adventures here. And so it's great. Yeah.
You have a tour coming up with us.
We do. It is in October during the Celtic Colors International Music Festival. We will be doing a multi-sport tour, some hiking, some paddleboarding, and a lot of dancing and singing and getting into the culture of Cape Breton.
Well, listen, Pam, it was really great to finally meet you, and I'm really happy that you came by the booth. And maybe if we get a spare moment in the crowd, we can have coffee later.
Sounds good. All right. A little bit of Glen Breton, maybe.
Oh, my God. Who is visiting the booth right now?
Hi, I'm Larissa from the Yukon.
And Larissa, how's the weekend been going?
It's good. It's been really busy.
And you have been to Live Life Intense before.
I have, yeah. It was incredible.
Yeah, tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, we were traveling around. I'm from New Zealand originally, and my partner is born in Halifax. He took me out east for the first time, and we did a whole loop of the Cape Breton. And one of the nights, I was like, hey, it was midsummer. I was like, I don't really want to stay in a hotel. I don't really want to go back to your dad's place. Like, let's find something cool and unique. And Live Life Intense came up, and it was amazing.
So you're going to come back to see us at Live Life Intense?
Absolutely. If the flights were a little cheaper from the Yukon, yes, definitely.
All right. Thanks for coming by the booth.
Awesome. Thank you. Oh, God. I've never done that before. That was intimidating.
Who am I standing here with?
Ross Newell.
Yeah. And what? Yeah. Who are you with, Ross?
Hawkeye.
And Hawkeye. What do you guys do?
We do falconry experiences. So we get people to come to our facilities. We get people to hold the birds, can fly to the glove. We show you around the facilities, show you the other birds. Kind of like a hands-on bird experience.
Cool. I'm looking at Buckshot here, and he is just ready. He is just chilling. Look at him.
Yeah, so he's our male Harris Hawk. He's about 7 years old now. They typically live for about 20 years. He's used in our demonstrations when people come to the facilities. He's also used in our bird abatement. So we take him to places with problems with seagulls and stuff like that. We fly him around, and seagulls take off.
So are these movie birds as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do films, TV, stuff like that. We do animal wrangling with all our birds.
Very cool. So how can we find out some more information on Hawkeye?
You can go to our website, just hawkeye.ca.
And where are you located?
Acton.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
What's going on, bestie?
Bestie? Not so much. Mr. Stroud here is kind of like taking the attraction.
He's kind of stealing our thunder.
He is stealing the show a little, but you know what? That's okay.
Tell our listeners who I'm talking to here.
I'm Sylvia with Yamnuska Mountain Adventures out in Canmore, Alberta.
And what do you guys have to offer?
We got lots of different mountain activities. So we do guided trips, teaching people all about navigation for hiking, backpacking, and then instructional courses. So we teach people all about mountain activities like glacier travel, crevasse rescue, rock climbing, ice climbing, backcountry skiing, and avalanche safety training.
Amazing. So how can we find some more information about the programs you have to offer?
You can just check us out online at www.yamnuska.com.
Thanks, bestie.
Thanks. Have a great afternoon.
So I'm here with Old North Company. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, so we are Old North Co., also known as Old North Company. So basically, we launched our online store in March of 2021. My younger sister, Mackenzie, and I started the business. And at the time, we were both working in healthcare, looking for a creative outlet. And things kind of spiraled. So we sell Canadian lifestyle apparel, pet accessories, and some other accessories for humans as well.
And so, Mallory, how has the weekend been for you?
It has been so much fun. We have had such an amazing time at this event, being able to meet different customers, different vendors, seeing all of the amazing activities. It has been a great weekend.
And I understand in your goals, you had some goals to meet, and one of them was to be on a podcast.
That's right. Yeah. So funny enough, in January, I sat down and I made a list of goals that I wanted to achieve throughout the year and kind of broke them down. So one of my goals was actually to be interviewed on a podcast. And funny enough, I was talking about it the night before with my sister. And the very next day, you walked into our booth and asked. So the timing was pretty entertaining. But yeah, so I like to think I manifested that one. But
well, that's really good. We're really glad to promote your brand. And we're happy that after the
after the little hiccup with our first recording that we could still get you on the podcast.
Yes. No, I appreciate you taking the time to make that work.
Absolutely. And so where can our listeners find your stuff at?
Yeah, so you can find Old North Co. At www.oldnorthco.com. We're also active on all forms of social media, and our Instagram, Facebook, TikTok handle is Old North Company.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much, Mallory, for taking the time to do this. And I have been really enjoying my gray sweater I bought off of you. So any of the listeners that are listening, I highly recommend it. So anyway, thank you very much, Mallory.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And I'm so happy to hear you're enjoying your new gray sweater.
So I'm here with Les Stroud. How are you doing, Les?
I'm good. I'm good.
How was your weekend going?
It's going phenomenal. I'm at the Outdoor Adventure Show.
Yeah. And how did your talk go this afternoon?
People were crying in the aisles. It was so profound. Lives were changed. Pathways were forged. It's probably the greatest speech in the history of speeches.
You know, I was so lucky to have you open up for me today.
Yes. Yes. It was my honor to be able to warm up the crowd for your magnificence.
Thanks. You're here promoting the Survivor Man VR The Descent.
Yes. Yeah.
And where can our listeners find that?
Go to SurvivorManVR.com.
Yeah, we're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere, basically.
There you go. We're on social media, my friend.
Great. Well, thanks very much, Les. Wow.
My pleasure.
So who am I here with right now?
I'm Lisa. I'm the Director of Marketing for the Outdoor Adventure Show.
And Lisa, how has the weekend been going for you?
It's been great, actually. It's a record-setting weekend for us, better than our most attended show ever. So people are back and ready to get out, and it's been amazing.
How many people would you say have been through the door here? Do you have a ballpark?
Don't have numbers, but, you know, for sure, thousands and thousands. I don't have numbers now, but we'll give numbers post-show.
We've had all kinds of people through the Live Life Intense booth. I was just saying, I don't know what, like, quantifies a success of this or, like, how we measure that right now. I think that's something we measure later. But I consider this weekend a success on our end, for sure. What is your favorite part of the show been this weekend? Do you have any favorite booths or any favorite places to visit?
So for me, I've got a bunch of places on my bucket list. Newfoundland's on my bucket list. I've never been out east Canada, so I definitely want to go out east. My favorite part of the show is just watching everyone get excited about traveling and seeing new places.
Awesome, Lisa. So are you willing to have Live Life Intense back here next year?
We would love to. Not willing to, we want to.
All right. Thanks for coming by the booth.
Thank you.
All right, so that was my little piece.
I like it. I like it.
You like my little piece?
Yeah, I'm a fan.
My little soundscape.
I just find it hilarious that somebody found out about the podcast there, walked up to you.
Dude, there was maybe 50 or 60 people came up to me and said that they listened to the podcast, and one guy got me to sign an autograph. He didn't want to come on and do the thing, but one guy got me to sign a pamphlet for him.
No shit.
Because he was like, my friends are not going to believe this. Took a picture with me, whatever.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's just hilarious, right? It's weird because you see the Google Analytics on people listening to things, but it really kind of doesn't mean anything.
No.
You know, when you're looking at demographics of people listening from all of these places or wherever, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. But yeah, getting to meet some of our podcast listeners was definitely like probably one of the coolest things about the whole weekend. Yeah, like meeting all these adventure guys and Les Stroud and Happy Camper and stuff was really cool too. But just getting to meet some of the fans of the pod who appreciate what we do was just really incredible.
It's always mind-boggling. It's ridiculous. I laugh sometimes. I'm like, wow, crazy. Mm-hmm. It's the weirdest thing. It's like weird. It's when, you know, when like at points in the summertime where people will be like, hey, you know, I'll be at the Goat, right? I'll be at the Dancing Goat at the cafe. For those listening who don't know what the Goat is, cafe down the road from my place, the campground. And they'll be like, hey, you're that guy. I'm like, the guy? They're like, yo, we saw some YouTube video and you run some business here? I'm like, Live Life Intense place down the road. He goes, yeah, we're going paddle with you later today. I was like,
oh. Come on down. We got better coffee. All right, let's jump into the raffle. Let's get some winners on the go here.
Okay, so what we're going to be doing here, I've got the spreadsheet in front of me. We're going to be doing a random number draw out of the group of people. We just selected, one and two. Actually, it wasn't a couple hundred people. It was just over 100 people. Randomly select. We're going to go through the t-shirt sticker bundles. We're giving away two of those. We're also giving away $200 gift certificates. And then the grand prize is the Seawall trip. A guided Seawall trip with value is like $1,400 ish, somewhere around there. I don't know the exact.
Yeah, fully guided, fully supplied, fully stocked, transportation to and from, bookended with accommodations.
Correct, Amundo. So let's just get it going. So we're going to go into the first one. This is a t-shirt sticker bundle, and we'll be in contact. If you're listening to this and you hear your name, we're going to email you, or I'll probably email you and get your information, and then send this off to you either tomorrow or next week, whenever I hear back from you. So where are we at? I'm just going for this random number. Jesus Christ, that was loud.
Sorry.
Okay, so the first number is number 10, and that would be Colleen Winger of Ontario. We'll have to turn that volume down. Colleen, congrats. You want a t-shirt and a sticker bundle. I'll be in contact with you probably tomorrow. And once I hear back from you, I'll ship this out to you. We're going to go for the next prize, which is another t-shirt and sticker bundle. And we've got number 44, which is 44. Jesus, I got to scroll way down. I don't know how to pronounce this, so I'm sorry if I get your name incorrectly. It's Maryse Bogard. I probably butchered that. I'm very sorry.
Maryse Bogard.
So we got it. Okay, now we're moving on to the next $100 gift certificate. 72. Here we go, 72. If I knew how to use Excel, this would be a lot quicker, but I'm just scrolling down. We got Cassidy Tobin of Ontario. Obviously, this is going to be a lot of Ontario. I think
Cassidy Tobin!
We need to really put a tail on that.
I'll do it in post.
92. So next one up, $400 gift certificate. 92 is Aaron McAllister of Ontario. Okay, so this is the big one. The Seawall guided trip this summer. So this is for registration of this summer, 2023. Hopefully you can attend. Let me know if not, but this is number five. My dad was like an auctioneer. Well, I wish I could talk like that.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. I remember watching him as a kid. We got Brian Camelford, I think, of Ontario.
Brian Camelford of Ontario. Congratulations, Brian. You won the grand prize here today.
Cool. I'll be in contact with everybody. I sent everybody an email earlier today. It'll be yesterday if you listen to this tomorrow. You know.
Because we're in the fucking matrix here.
Yeah, basically. So we'll be in contact with all that stuff. And anybody else that signed up for the raffle, we'll send you an email with a bunch of other information. Have a look. If you signed up and you haven't had an email from me, just pop an email, because we sent out some discount codes for a bunch of stuff that we do this summer and for a lot of the bigger trips next year. If you sign up to the raffle, you automatically get a discount code towards the big expeditions for the next for the rest of this year, 2023, and for 2024 season. And then some discounts on glamping and stuff that's specific to everybody that signed up for the show. Oh, man. Okay, there we go. We did the raffle, man. That was painless. I was thinking about doing this on Instagram and the Wi-Fi at home. I was like, God damn, this would take fucking all day to deal with. So let's just do it on the podcast and
this is great.
Rock and roll.
I'm glad we decided to do it this way. And I'm thank you for everybody who entered, and thank you to everybody who came by the booth. And Yeah, it was really great meeting all of you, and I hope we get to meet you at the campground this summer.
Yeah, listen, if you're not staying there, just stop in. We've got a food truck coming in. We've got tons of stuff going on.
Bar coming in.
I'm trying to get all the event schedule for the summer. So our annual season opener with Brian Picard, that one. I just talked to Brian today. I am so excited.
Are you?
For that event.
Yeah.
I just, we're looking at confirming artists. That is, you can set your clock on it. It's happening July 1st, our season opener, and it's our season opener because that is when everything, basically traditionally everything on the calendar would scale up being open, like in the campground. We're just full out open in June this year, but that's generally when we used to have our big bash. We have an event that's scheduled for the first weekend in June as well. This one's going to be more of a paddling event. I'm working on it. I can't really say much more, but it's going to be full of, you know, a little bit of pack rafting, canoeing, all that sort of stuff. Just trying to get anybody that's like-minded there and organizing different trips in one location, workshops, all that sort of stuff. I'm trying to get that wrapped up before we head out on Seawall in a week from this weekend. And then, guess what?
Mm.
And I said this before, trash bash. We didn't do it. I know. I keep talking about it. We're doing it in the spring. So I've got a couple people help me out on it. We have artist booked for it already. It's happening in May, early May. And I'm hoping to have all that stuff up online soon. So we're probably going to open the campground early. And luckily, I've grouped up with a couple local my friends that are interested in helping me run it. And we're doing it early in the season so that we're not all burnt out because we all run summer businesses. And if anybody knows how chaotic it can get, it gets crazy, and which was one of the reasons we're just totally done and burnt out by the end of the year.
Oh, my God.
But
everything just kind of snuck up on us by October this year.
Dude, I had full, yeah. I was planning, had the date set, had event set, had food truck book, had all this stuff. And then at one point I just said that I can't, I'm
just
done.
Can't do
I'm
it,
just yeah. mentally, I'm just done. But anyways, yeah. So as far as everything else, Seawall trips are starting to book up. If you have any interest in doing those, this one's going to be a little pitch. The June date, June 22nd, launch for Seawall is full. The first one, the June, I think it's like 6th or 7th. That one is starting to fill up now. July's half full. September, the first trip has two or three people on it, so getting near half full. These are all small group tours. Guide to client ratio is 1-4, so we usually have two guides on it, and unbelievable trips. But yeah. Anyways, everything's open, ready to book, rock and roll. We're going to continue with this podcast, not right now, but in a few couple weeks. And yeah, we're going to get at it.
Thank you, everybody. And
how you doing?
We'll talk to you next time.
See ya.